This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban are continuing to consolidate power in Afghanistan amid reports of violence against protesters in the eastern part of the country, a day after the Islamist group announced the war is over and there would be no retribution. Witnesses say Taliban insurgents fired into the air, beat people with batons in the city of Jalalabad, where a group of demonstrators tried to take down the Taliban flag and replace it with the Afghan national flag Wednesday. At least three people were killed, many others injured. The Taliban did not comment on the matter. Taliban on Tuesday vowed to respect women's rights within Islamic law, that is, and form an inclusive Islamic government. Situation around the Afghan capital Kabul continued to remain calm on Wednesday, days after the Taliban took control of the city. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his August 31st deadline for withdrawal. Biden's also pushing back against criticism that the U.S. should have done more to plan for the evacuation and withdrawal, which has been marked by scenes of violence and chaos as thousands attempted to flee while the Taliban advanced. Mr. Biden made the comments on Wednesday. Up to 15,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Meantime, the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, said the U.S. is reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghans seeking asylum. Via remote, this is VOA.